don't post this shit.
Where do you go to get
Facebook,
all these fucking...
My horrible...
Your friends are awful
horrible
human
people
beings.
I know from the shop who are like, I don't...
Bring them to me that I may murder them for you.
Bring them to me.
We're recording.
I don't know where it goes in your car anymore.
I just put it in the cup holder.
Right there. I mean, we haven't recorded in your car in like a year.
Yeah, so pardon if this recording is shitty.
Everybody, this is Sit Sock.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick. In the back seat tonight.
Drum roll while I back up and do this 12-point turn.
We've got
Kate.
Kate, who's going to have to speak up. And
Amy.
We forced our significant others to get in the car while we turned on the phone in front of them without really letting them know.
Yeah, we gave them no chance to have any sort of input on here. But I feel like this is necessary because we say their name several times, and now they get a chance to defend themselves.
I referenced quite a bit.
So
we were going to have a podcast about how cold you guys are all the time.
We did have a podcast about how cold they were all the time.
I guess.
I feel like they they're sitting crosswise, so it's going to be easy for them to hit us.
That's okay.
They're smarter than we are. Okay.
We are.
But wait a minute. That means I'm going to get hit a lot. No, I resign myself to my fate.
Tank. You're tanking.
Yeah, I'm tanking. All right. So this has zero plans.
Yeah.
And I personally am raising the BAC by average across here. So.
Did you drink before this?
A little bit. We were having a family video call.
You're never supposed to drink in podcasts.
Family video call, man. That requires drinking. Like,
that's kind of like
you
what we're doing
this.
Now without the video.
Well, it's very strange for me to be sitting on this side.
It is.
And not driving.
You kind of have to drive the conversation.
I'm strangely uncomfortable, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. You guys can join in and singing if you want.
Can I go into your phone and just start playing with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure, go
where's
for
your,
it.
Where's your keep?
It's
where's
on the Google? Far left.
Far left? Okay, let me go over here and I'll pull up. Okay, there we go. I'll is there anything that I shouldn't see? I'm assuming it's
fine.
Not. I mean, here we go. There's the Sit Sock improvements. That's not it. There we go. Spit in the stream. So, any preference from the back? Anything you'd like to, like, point out where we were wrong or, like, attack us for being stupid?
I think I've already done that.
Fair enough.
Good.
Kate is one of the few people that actually does comment on our podcast.
And listens to it.
So.
What do we got here? We got...
Good job, Kate.
Rogue One. Sorry, Rouge One.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell Rogue, turns out.
Guys, do you guys want to review Rouge One?
I've been playing World of Warcraft. I had played World of Warcraft for, like, 6 years and didn't realize Rogue was spelled wrong, and I played a Rogue. For all 6 years of
so program. All 6 years of high school. So
no,
I
no, college.
All 12 years of college. So Rouge One, what did y'all think? In the back seat.
And it's, by the way, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, sorry.
We're gonna probably
I'll put a spoiler alert on here. Kendrick from the future, tag this. Spoiler alert.
Wow. You should add klaxons.
No, we should never do that.
Okay. Okay.
There might be a klaxon sound effect coming. It depends on how enthusiastic
you were supposed
and
to
how late Kendrick
that,
is.
That soundboard. And
yeah,
soundboard.
And then, you know, I had that iPad, but it ran out of batteries because of the, you know.
You guys ready to die?
Yes.
Because this truck's
always.
Like, oh, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. So, Rouge One, what do y'all think of the back there?
Very rougey.
Much rouge. So, wow. Good.
I loved it. But...
Kate loved it.
Comments. But there's a butt? You said butt.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people think it's boring, but I don't really understand that. So.
Yeah, what? I mean, who?
Really? Yeah.
There are no force powers.
So?
Yeah, there is.
Well,
Darth Vader.
Aside from Darth Vader, there are no force.
I just censored myself. Why did I do that?
Why the fuck did you shouldn't do that, cocking, damn it, Kyle?
Wow. Well,
that'll make it easy for me to set the explicit setting early. I wait till I hear the word fuck, and then I'm like, this one's explicit. And it's some podcasts are easier than others.
So boring. Who's saying it's boring? And what? Do you know why they said that?
Because there's not like nonstop action. Because it does that kind of intrigue build up, then crazy action. Intrigue build up, then crazy action type of thing. So some people thought it was really boring, which I don't know. I don't understand.
Does anybody recall how long the movie was?
I can look real quick.
Okay.
Let me look
hours.
On your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be using your phone so gratuitously.
No,
you would use yours now, and I can't because it's recording. So
yeah, we kind of fucked ourselves over that way. But I can see. I guess I could see how someone would say like, "Oh, that has the recipe for being a boring movie." But I didn't really think.
Okay,
it was.
Who wants to guess based off of their recollection of the movie? We've all seen it once, right?
Well, Kate's got her guess locked in, unless she wants to change.
What was your guess?
Two and a half hours.
Kyle?
2 hours and 17 minutes.
And Amy?
2:45.
Okay, so Kyle was the closest.
Hot damn!
Because it was 2 hours and 13 minutes.
I'm not taking my sneakers off.
I am Sneakers O'Toole. So I'm gonna put your phone down because I feel vaguely uncomfortable using it so much.
Look, you don't need to feel uncomfortable.
It's just the sheer amount of porn that jumped out of me when I touched it. It was just porn. It was like, wow.
Like you would treat someone you love.
I don't love anyone but Kate back there.
Oh, that's so dumb.
I'm in trouble if I don't say that. So
you just weirded it off.
Yeah, I fucked it up.
It's like when you explain the joke.
Yeah.
And then you think it's funnier, but everyone else thinks
it's
shittier.
Like, I really do love her.
Is this turning into a podcast about Love One?
No. Talking about Rogue One, which is where we all thought it was longer than it was.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's
so
the general
consensus. So that does say something about the sense that it might drag a little.
Sitsock thinks that Rogue One was longer than it was.
I mean, that...
Except for Kyle, who's right.
Well, no, you were still 4 minutes over.
Shut up. It just... I don't know. The story has... It's not just...
Exhausted by the end of it, just from running around too much.
I mean, I was still emotionally exhausted by Rogue One. But
yeah, was anyone else?
That's a different kind of.
Small tangent. Did anyone else feel that leaving later in the day? Like, was anyone else tired?
I have no soul, so I don't feel that way. But
Amy,
you were. Let's talk about that, Amy, because I was surprised. I was kind of like, but I was like, whoa, what happened? Because you went in not thinking that, not knowing like what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like. I didn't realize, I think you just said to me, I didn't realize so many people were going to die at the end.
Just based off of other movie-going experiences, you don't see that. Or at least my movie-going experiences, you don't see that.
No.
So it wasn't what I was expecting. And then I got attached to the characters because they were well-written. I don't know. I enjoyed all of them, which doesn't happen very often, and then I had to watch all of them die.
Right? I gave a shit about almost every character that we met. And I was genuinely sad when every one of them died.
Yep.
Well, and it was kind of nice, because so many of the Star Wars movies, you go in knowing that, at least some of them are going to make it out. Yeah. And it
Most.
Was kind of, it made sense for the movie, for, going into New Hope and all that, for everybody to die, but I wasn't sure they were going to have the balls to do it.
I was kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
Tyler, one of our friends, mentioned, I'm going to hate this movie if they don't all die at the end. Because, the setup for the movie is such
that... Well, it's like, here's this guy. You're like, I don't know who that is. Here's this guy. I don't know who that is. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I don't know them, but they're in the rebellion. I should. Oh, dear.
But if you're, a huge Star Wars nerd, you're like, this is a movie about drastic, desperate measures.
Well, and it does if you make it actually a suicide mission, it does make it so much more desperate.
Yeah.
I cried. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to claim anyone. I cried in the end of that movie. During that movie, before the end and after the end, I cried in that movie.
I think I was so caught up in seeing how they got the Death Star plans and that
the whole thing.
Just
I was so
up
choked.
Up. Okay, now it's off the planet. Okay, now it's on the ship.
I was
anxious. Darth Vader's there. Oh shit!
I was anxious and freaking out because it was like, how are they going to do that? And the minute they had the whole Spaceballs-esque shield, which I'm sorry, that was straight up Spaceballs with the atmosphere shield.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's only one way in and one way out. And they're like, they're all going to die. And that was when I resigned myself to it. I wasn't really ready for it, but that's when I realized, oh, shit, they're all going to fucking die.
The way that, I like the way that they're like, we got to take that shield down. And they're like, let's, hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then they rammed a ship into another ship.
I also was extremely happy that somebody finally crashed a Star Destroyer into something.
Yeah.
I've been wanting that for decades.
Fun fact, that happens a lot in the animated stuff.
Okay,
one of the, they just love, crashing ships into other ships. And they're all Imperial ships, too, because they're
good.
Bad guys, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to kill hundreds of thousands of people when they're animated.
As long as their uniforms are black, yeah.
Fun fact.
So many. Okay, another note that I'd like to bring up, and this is something that I was freaking out about in the movie, and I don't know if Kate back there remembers this, but I was losing my shit because aside from the part where they blew up Jedha, in the city and everything, and all of that stuff. That was amazing to me because it really helped explain why a lot of the memories of the Jedi were sort of severed, because they fucking killed everybody. Okay, that would explain why a lot of people don't remember. Fair. But the part where they were using Kyber fucking crystals to power the fucking Death Star.
I thought that was a cool twist. I didn't know that.
It wasn't knowable, quote-unquote, air quote, in here.
Really?
I don't know if that was canon. Oh, I don't think it was. I don't think it was. And that was a gut punch. Because it's like, hey, we basically ripped Kyber crystals out of the hands of the dead ancestral Jedi here to power a giant murder machine to do basically the antithesis of everything Jedi's care about.
It's like the Anakin Skywalker still being just a dick.
Yeah, it's just, oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then they blew up the Death Star not knowing that. So all those Kyber crystals that they gathered, gone.
And we had talked about this off the podcast, but like how many are left? Like, yeah. Was Jeddah the place where they had stored a lot of them?
Well, presumably it was the main place because the Empire went there, right?
Mining them. I thought there was just a collection, but it was kind of something where I got something different as I usually do.
Sure, but all I know is it was a lot, and it was a bummer.
So I'm surprised that, like, I mean, if there was a ton of Kyber crystals there and they blew them up, are they have to, like, do something to make them special? Or is it just, like, you put Kyber crystals in, and you put flour, and boom, you got Death Star?
Well, you'd have to do something special, because the Kyber crystals won't do anything for you unless you're, like, a light force user.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so how does Sith make their... According to Wikipedia, the whole thing is that the reason Sith have red lightsabers is because they're forcing the Kyber crystal to do what it otherwise wouldn't do.
So they're
dark force users, so it's making it bleed.
That makes me have a question, though. So this is one thing I was talking... We were watching Star Wars Rebels a little earlier, and I was talking to Amy about the Sith versus the dark side. Is it unanimous? And to me, the Sith is its own thing, since I played a lot of the Old Republic. So, like, the Sith are generally associated with the dark side of the Force, but the montage of the Sith, I feel like, is something from that race, not necessarily directly associated with the dark side.
My understanding, and I'm going to speak to that because I have some understanding, and my voice will probably carry through better on the recording, is that the Sith were a race, but then they became the term for the basically the group that were running that, but not necessarily exclusively the only bad Force users. Okay. In the same way that Jedi Council are the only good Force users.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to get to was, you can be, I wonder if you can be Sith but not actually be on the dark side. Like, that's what I wanted.
I think historically, if you were part of the Sith race before they were wiped out, possibly.
Okay.
But I think nowadays it's a term to describe the bad Jedi, the bad Force user group.
Yeah.
Which is very small right now.
Is that right, Kate? Like, because the Sith are a race of people, a race on a planet.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when that changed over. I want to say Bane era, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And because it's interesting, because you always talk about Jedi holocrons and the stuff that Jedi store their knowledge in. But Sith have them too.
They mostly survive by punching.
They're mostly a lot of the Sith ones. Because that's what you run into. I think I've seen more in lore and in games and stuff like that. I've seen more Sith holocrons than I have Jedi. Because that's how Revan, I think, learns everything from KOTOR. That's the Old Republic. Because he runs into
it's from holocrons, yeah. Because there's that part where you go to the old Sith planet, right?
Oh, Sith planet.
That was kind of a...
So in the interest of trying to keep it on track for the Rogue One, or Rouge One, as the case may be here, another thing a lot of people talked about was the excessive use of fake CG people. And specifically Grand Moff Tarkin.
Excessive. I'm air quoting excessive right now.
Leia, yeah, air quoting.
Because it was probably less than 5 minutes.
I'm going to go ahead and just make a blanket statement. I was perfectly comfortable with Leia.
Comments?
That's timing-wise, that is very unfortunate to say that, but I think that I loved that, because I looked at that, she was on screen just long enough where I didn't have an issue with it, and she had one line, it was beautiful. I loved that, I teared up, I was losing my shit at that part of the movie anyway, but that was just a beautiful thing to throw in the end of it. That's my personal statement, to each their own.
I wasn't even bothered by Tarkin. I thought they did a good job with him.
Amy?
Tarkin, I didn't know was CG at the time. It was just old man.
Thank you. I didn't either, and I'm glad I'm not the first person to say it.
What about Leia?
She looked a little off, but that's just because like she was young again, and there's no way.
She could have been. Because for me, you knew. Like
for me, she looked a little off because of the tears in my eyes were causing everything to be blurry. So that's kind of just called it.
The thing I want to point out here is that they've done this before, and it was a lot worse in a movie called Terminator Salvation.
Yes.
They wanted Arnold Schwarzenegger to be the original Terminator since he was, but he's also a lot older now.
He's like 30 years
old. And so they did that whole full body, though. Like, they did it to his entire body.
And there was also Tron 2.
Yeah, I don't even remember the scene from Tron 2 people have been talking about.
The scene? It's the whole movie. Because
who is it?
The young version of what's his name?
Bridges? Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Okay, I'll have to watch that again.
If you go back and watch it, the young computer version, that's still Jeff Bridges. Mo-capped. So...
I don't know. To me, it wasn't enough to even remotely pull focus.
Like, I noticed a couple times that he looked creepy and weird, but it didn't strike me as, that's CG and wrong. It wasn't, that's CG and wrong. It was, Grand Moff Tarkin's fucking creepy as shit.
I was kind of just excited to see characters I already knew.
I was just stoked that he was such a dickhead.
I loved seeing Moff Tarkin. I thought he was such a cool villain in the old ones.
Yeah. I liked his characterization, because it showed, like, oh... my idea to have a Death Star was really a good idea. And director Wetchy would be like,
it really kind of does give you a better idea of how Tarkin went from Bishy being Governor Tarkin to Grand Moff, leader of the Imperial Navy, basically.
Yeah, because he's a backstabbing son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So office politics even happen, in
Space office politics.
Far, far away.
Space politics.
Is that like the Kylo Ren thing, or there was this really weird show that came out a while ago. Yeah. Did you remember that?
The Saturday Night Live.
No. There was a YouTube series about being space janitor on the Death Star. It's called Space Janitors or something.
I hadn't seen that.
It was basically just like the office set in the Death Star. It was really funny.
So I'm gonna try and keep it on here. I'm doing my best.
You're gonna go. Keep it up.
Darth Vader's pun.
Oh, that
thoughts?
Yeah, thoughts. How about the back?
Backseat.
I don't know how you could be upset by that. I thought it was hilarious. Just such a fucking nerd.
To me, it's like, because Anakin's there.
He's snarky.
He says he always. Oh, whenever he talks, someone's like, "What happened to Anakin?" They're like, "I killed him because he was weak," and that's the kind of generic statement, blanket statement for all things related to Anakin Skywalker, right? But I mean, he's still a dude, and you still have to remember the reason that he's in the dark side is as stupid and corny as it is because he's like trying to.
It's all he's got.
He wanted. Yeah, it's all he's got, and he's like, he did it for love, for lack of a better,
definition. Yeah, because love is not something that's accepted by the Jedi. So, yeah, I mean, it is.
Using the Force for love is something that is not accepted.
Don't
by
force
the Jedi.
Love. That's wrong, everybody.
And so, yes. I'd like to talk about that just for a sec, is that a lot of people, give the Jedi a bad rap because they do emotional things, and, being in war is emotional. So, it's like, why did the Jedi go to war? They shouldn't have gone to the war, blah, blah, blah. And... It's about the fact that you stop and realize you're angry and then not do something because you're angry.
Kendrick, going forward, that's because I read the Lowe's sign, so tag that appropriately. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, the emotion emotion.
Basically, using your emotion to drive your use of the Force is what they call the dark side.
Yes.
And using
your emotion.
But that doesn't mean that Jedi don't get emotional.
Right.
Like, they're not just like robots who have not been programmed with emotion. They have it. They just don't. They check it, right?
Right.
Goddamn, that makes me angry, but I'm not going to choke that guy. That's why Kate would never be in the dark side.
Would never not be in the dark side?
No, because you always say, I would choke them if I could, but I wonder if you'd actually still follow through if you could. If you're like...
I can confirm that she would.
I probably shouldn't kill 100,000 people in my lifetime just because...
I can confirm that she only doesn't do it because she wouldn't get away with it.
All right, so Kate is officially in the dark side.
Yeah, in the same way that your method for the reason you don't murder people is because you can't get away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
She's really in the same boat. Yet? Yeah, we did. Okay. We did. In our moral and ethics a couple weeks
ago. But it's like, if I was in a room by myself...
And someone handed you a knife and said, kill this guy,
and you won't
get caught. You'd stab him repeatedly.
I would
probably fuck the
whole thing. Close the door, and then you can make up whatever you want in your head.
So there's that. What I was trying to say was, with that, was, did anyone else, feel... Take this exit. I think, is this... I don't want to say street names and then guide everyone to the guy's house because I don't want to say names here. You're just on a podcast. I don't know, let's see here. We're probably wrapping it up. Oh, we're only at 20 minutes. This might be a short one, everybody. Yeah. It's going to be short, but all I want to say was anyone bothered? Right, most right. Was anyone bothered by the quip when you were hearing it? Because he had his hand and he was like choking the shit out of the guy.
No, I thought
I had fucking chills.
I made a mistake and heard that. He was going to make a pun. And I was like, oh shit.
So
like,
you spoiled yourself.
I read someone's post and they were like, Darth Vader pun was stupid. And I was like, don't post this shit.
Where do you go to get
Facebook,
all these fucking.
My horrible.
Your friends are awful.
Horrible
human
people
beings.
I know from the shop who are like, I don't.
Bring them to me that I may murder them for you.
Bring them to me.
Because seriously, you get spoiled all of this shit. Poor bastard.
I know.
Poor bastard got spoiled on Force Awakens.
Yeah, that was shitty.
That was really shitty.
Because it was somebody who was making a joke about Fantasy Flight doing gaming stuff. It's like, I wonder if they're going to kill off Han Solo in blah, blah, blah game. And I was like, you motherfucker. I can't believe it. And then everybody in this post was just shit-talking this guy for like...
You are the worst. You are literally worse than Hitler.
He may have killed a bunch of people, but you are worse than him.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So, we should probably wrap it up.
The pun was fine by me, yeah.
And this is going to be a short one, everybody, but that's okay. You get a free short episode.
Yeah.
It's not free because... Well, they're all free because fuck you.
But we got stickers, so...
We got stickers. Is it this turn? No, it's next one.
Doesn't matter. Okay, so... general consensus of Rouge One is that you should go see it, because if
absolutely.
You haven't seen it...
See it in theaters, actually.
Yeah.
If by the time this comes out, which will be... We might rearrange it, but I kind of want to get this out sooner, because I want everyone to go see this movie.
Yeah.
All both of our listeners should go see this movie.
But it's going to be spoilerific, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, shit,
anyway,
you're right. Actually, we fucked up.
If you haven't seen it by the time you've seen this podcast, you probably
if you just
feel
got
like
spoiled,
you've seen it.
Go see it anyway.
Yeah, it's still good.
Hey, if you saw it, go see it again.
Yeah.
Because that movie was wonderful.
Star Wars,
and
give us money.
Go buy George Lucas, give us money. No. We didn't have highballs.
Oh, it's okay.
We can still get the highball, give us money.
All right.
It's on like literally every episode.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks
oh, God.
To our special guests in the back there.
Special guests. 22 minutes. That's a good attack.
Significant guests.
Our very significant otherly guests.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got to join for talk about Rogue One.
I'm glad you at least had some words back there, even if you were mostly quiet.
See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Next time.
See you,
Lexa.
Well, next time we'll be in Lexa.
Lex
so
future.
There you go.
There
all right, everybody. I guess we'll do it again. This is Kendrick.
And Kyle.
Okay. Amy.
Very quiet ones in the back. And this is Sit Suck. Peace out, y'all.